Last week, business and civic leaders from the two largest metropolitan areas in the state, Northwest and Central Arkansas, came together to discuss the possibility of potential partnerships to enhance the economic development of the two regions. The convention was made possible by the Northwest Arkansas Council and 50 for the Future, a branch of the Little Rock Chamber of Commerce. Rob Smith, Communications and Policy Specialist at the Northwest Arkansas Council, says the summit, informally referred to as Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas Partnership, is an idea that has been in the works for a couple of years now.
Steve Clark actually mentioned it at the Little Rock Rotary meeting a couple of years ago. He's the head of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. And then there's some credit goes to French Hill, who had the same idea. He was a former chairman of 50 for the Future. They both had the idea, and frankly, several people had the idea that these two regions ought to get together and talk. You know, the goal ultimately was to figure out ways these two regions can work together and we can collaborate.
According to Smith, the Northwest and Central Arkansas Partnership seeks to focus on four specific areas, namely economic development, arts and tourism, transportation, and higher education funding.
Some of the things we quickly identified is that that our universities have a funding challenge. If you look at three schools in particular, Northwest Arkansas Community College, Pulaski Tech, and the University of Arkansas, you know, those are three of the largest schools in the state. And when you look at the funding they receive from the state as a percentage of you know, what they need to educate a student, it's lower than a lot of smaller schools in the state. So, you know, one of the challenges figuring out, you know, how to fund a growing school like these.
Smith says the direct and critical relationship between higher education and economic development, especially in Northwest and Central Arkansas, was also a topic of discussion.
Both of these regions, both of our groups, would like to see more people in their communities with college degrees, and there's a lot of ways to address that. You can help people who already have some credits complete degrees, or you can encourage people to go to college. I mean, there's kind of two ways to go about that same goal. And if you lift up and increase the number of people with college degrees, you make your region more attractive to companies that might look to relocate there.
The Northwest and Central Arkansas Partnership Summit, held last Thursday and Friday, was attended by representatives from the Northwest Arkansas Council and 50 for the Future, as well as business and civic leaders from the two regions. The event was held at the Janelle Y. Hembree Alumni House on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville and featured a keynote address by Ted Abernathy Jr., the Executive Director of Southern Growth Policies Board, a public policy think tank based in North Carolina. Rob Smith from the Northwest Arkansas Council says Abernathy emphasized the importance of having successes along the way.
You know, we need to hit these little milestones as we go. Not every task we take on needs to be a huge monumental thing. That you need successes along the way. And if you don't find those occasional successes, you drift apart because you don't feel like you're making progress. You know, we go in Ted talked about this, about, you know, we go in that with the goal of, you know, lifting up Arkansas and making it all about making Arkansas better. And ultimately, you know, the thing, you know, as this super region of Little Rock and North Little Rock, you know, comes together, we're going to have to find things and ways that we do things better than everyone else in the world, that we're a world economy now. We're not just the United States, and we're not just competing against, you know, our neighbors in the next community.
Will Whiting is the Vice President for Advocacy at the Little Rock Chamber of Commerce and a liaison for 50 for the Future, the Central Arkansas organization that's collaborating with the Northwest Arkansas Council to work on potential partnerships.
The purpose of the organization is to identify, develop, and support regional projects and policies that will have a significant long-term positive impact on Central Arkansas.
Whiting says the organization's primary focus areas are public education and workforce development, public safety and economic development, all overlapping with focus areas of the Northwest and Central Arkansas Partnership. Whiting cites an example of what a collaborative project between the two regions could look like.
Whether it's figuring out how to brand from a tourism perspective, the great things that both regions have. You know, in Central Arkansas, we have the Clinton Presidential Center. In Northwest Arkansas, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is now open. So we have two world-class attractions that literally will draw people from around the globe. From an economic development perspective, I think one of the things that we all realize is that if there's a plant that is considering locating its headquarters in Little Rock, in Fayetteville, and in Omaha, and Little Rock is cut from the list, then we should use all of our efforts to get behind Fayetteville getting that plant. It's much more important for Arkansas to win and for Fayetteville to win than for us to lose a project to a state and to another city.
Rob Smith from the Northwest Arkansas Council says the collaboration between Northwest and Central Arkansas is unique, as the two regions have hardly any competing interests.
We are economically different. You know, their strengths are in aerospace, state government. They're a little larger than we are. They have the Arkansas River. They have Dillard's. You know, we have Walmart. We have Tyson. We have J.B. Hunt. We have the state's flagship university. We are somewhat different. And I mean, selfishly, I look at this in Northwest Arkansas as, you know, they're a little ahead of us in terms of growth. And so maybe there's some opportunity to recognize ways they've dealt with transportation challenges. You know, their region is just enough bigger than us that, there's some things we could learn, I'm sure.
Smith anticipates one or two challenges that he says would be easy to overcome.
Certainly, it's great to talk about an idea on the front end, but we want to, you know, ensure that the right folks are in the room as we move on through this process. You know, you would hate to have a lot of the folks who showed up at the first meeting not be there for the second one. And I think we've got a commitment from folks to, you know, stay involved. I mean, that would be one of the challenges. Let's keep all the right people in the room to make these kind of important decisions.
Both Smith and Whiting hope the summit becomes a regular affair, a place where potential partnerships can be discussed on a regular basis. They say the ultimate goal of the Northwest and Central Arkansas collaboration is to benefit the entire state instead of individual regions.
The most obvious long-term goal is, you know, together we're stronger. You know, if a region is bigger, you draw more attention. When you speak, more people listen, I guess is the simplest way to say it. And really, when you talk about the state of Arkansas, you know, it's Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas who are really the economic engines of the state. And so if you lift those boats up, you know, the rest of the state comes with it.
We believe that collaboration is extremely important to moving Arkansas forward. And so this is this was our first attempt at making that possible. And the enthusiasm and the energy and the interest that was, displayed by members of both organizations to continue moving this partnership along is something that I think will help us, have future meetings as we continue to go down this road together.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.